Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is a police and military program, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about police and military tonight for a little bit. Some new things happening around the world and within the United States. We're concerned that some of the newspapers are putting out how you can kill off our Abrams tanks. USA Today has been putting out articles about this, and it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't give diagrams on where to shoot our tanks to kill them that are over there in the battles for oil and for Israel over there in the Middle East. We've lost a number of tanks, 80 tanks now, I believe, is the amount we've received. I think there was only 16 or 18 that we lost in the first Gulf War, but... let's see, I think it was 18 in 1991, the figures were about 18 Abrams tanks that were lost, and now we've got 80 of them that have been shot dead. These are 69-ton behemoths that were so badly damaged that they had to be shipped back to the United States. And here I have an article from USA Today showing how to kill the tank. Basically, it's showing the upgrade package known as the Tusk, the Tank Urban Survival Kit, and what it includes. And they have a diagram. Every place you push your button it on the website, it'll show you where the tank is most susceptible to incoming rounds and showing the upgrades made to the tank. So we're pretty smart here in this country, folks. You wonder who the real enemy is, and that could be a subject of a whole program, several programs, matter of fact. Taliban fading away. Don't think so, folks. Remember the terrifying Taliban that got rid of all the poppy fields out there, and New York bankers lost $300 million a month in drug money, and we had to go out and take out the Taliban and put in a Bush crime family representative over there. What's his name? Hermit Karzai, you know. Well, the Taliban has not faded away. Maybe they'll get back in power and get rid of the poppy fields again that have been replanted and are 10 times as much profits coming to the New York banksters, folks. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I'm that old veteran from Vietnam war era and old retired cop now up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. Good to be with you tonight. We're talking about the Taliban, but you know, I was just thinking back through our involvement with tanks, and I don't know if most of the listeners out there probably don't know. The tanks are supposed to be used out in the open to fight other tanks and armored vehicles and to penetrate buildings from a distance. They aren't supposed to be urban fighters, but they're used in the urban setting today to go in and crush homes and to destroy everything. A big tank roaming through the streets of Iraq, and there's not a building it can't run over and destroy just by being there. So anyway, the freedom fighters over there in Iraq are attacking our tanks and having some great success at destroying them while they're in the inner cities over there. So I guess they say 70% of our tanks have been hit. We have about 1,100 tanks over there being used in Iraq right now. They've been 70% have been struck by enemy fire, most with minor damage. But as I said, about four to five times as many tanks has been destroyed, and of course that means the soldiers in the tanks too, usually, are destroyed in those M1A1 tanks. So anyway, it's sad that USA Today is putting a schematic in there, and you can click on usatoday.com, and you can see what I mean. If you're a soldier and you're riding around in one of those tanks, the enemy now knows, everybody now knows, where to hit those tanks. By the way, I must say, too, that our nation's international crime family governments, this crime cabal that have control of our governments, are getting prepared to use these M1A1 tanks in America. If you notice across the country, and I notice as I travel across the country on speaking engagements, even in our area up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, these bridges that have held 18-wheelers and earth-moving equipment for years and years and years are being taken out over our rivers and streams, and massive, three times the size bridges are being put in with massive undergirding in them. And we know what that means. If you've been in the military, you know what that means. This is for these M1A1 tanks and other heavy, heavy military equipment to travel across these bridges. So I don't know if you've noticed in your area, but if you keep your eyes out, you'll see what I mean. The bridges are being put in, even in the rural areas are being destroyed, and these huge, huge, three times the size bridges are being put in. And believe me, folks, it's not for the 18-wheelers and the earth-moving equipment that's been using these bridges just fine for literally decades and decades. For heavy, heavy military equipment, we're sure. Enough on that. Let's go to the Taliban. Yeah, the Taliban was nasty, nasty, nasty folks. First of all, the crime families, international crime families, went to the Taliban before September 11th and asked them to allow a pipeline to go across from the pipe, the oil fields up there in Iraq and Iran and other areas, and have a pipeline go across the northern section of the nation and Afghanistan, and the Taliban refused to do it. And then besides that, the $300 million that the bankers for the international banking crime families were losing in the New York banks really put the icing on the cake when the Taliban destroyed all the poppy fields, because the international banksters had created Afghanistan as the number one exporter of heroin in the world. Used to be the Golden Triangle back during Vietnam and afterwards in the 70s and 80s. But the Taliban had the right conditions out, or I'm sorry, Afghanistan had the right conditions out there for the Northern Alliance, the communists, to run the poppy fields and feed the proceeds, run the heroin into the United States and other parts of the world, where the government, these secret organizations within the federal government, along with the international bankers. And when the Taliban destroyed those poppy fields because their religion was against drugs, that was it. We had to go into Afghanistan and destroy them, and now the pipeline's in, and 10 times the amount of poppy fields have been planted. So what's the Taliban doing today? Well, a year ago, fighters loyal to the former Afghan regime were so active that half the country was off limits to foreign aid workers. But the Afghanistan that First Lady Laura Bush visited for the first time last week is a much different place. U.S., Afghan, and even some former Taliban officials say insurgency increasingly looks like a spent force. Taliban fighters used to slip into Afghanistan from their Pakistani hideouts in groups of 60 and 100. Today, each group numbers about five or fewer. Taliban leader Mullah Omar and his 10 loyal commanders still direct military operations, but they're phoning it in, as coalition officials. An Afghan liaison with U.S. Special Forces says Omar was spotted 2 months ago in Karachi, Pakistan. A U.S. officer in Kandahar says the Taliban fighter was recently overheard lamenting on the radio, "Where are you, Omar? Why have you forsaken us?" Where indeed? The U.S. believes the nation-building efforts and the success of the last October's presidential election has drained local support in former Taliban strongholds. That's ironic in that since the Taliban initially gained power because of its ability to quell fractious warlords and restore order, now Hamid Karzai, George Bush's puppet, runs the government and is sending out feelers to former Taliban fighters, offering some of them amnesty if they will take a public oath of loyalty to the crime family, the Bush crime family, and to a new Afghan constitution. Diehards remain, as evidenced by several ambushes in southern Afghanistan last week, one of which injured two GIs. Funny, folks, how we're never killed anymore. We're just injured. We had 44 GIs blown up a few days ago. None of them killed, just injured. Well, that's what you get when recruitment into the military is down in the United States. No deaths anymore, just injuries. You know, every once in a while, we'll have reported a few GIs die. A former Taliban governor, Mullah Abdul Salam Rakati, told Time he is trying to persuade former comrades to give up their guns, but some are determined to keep fighting. The Taliban have their backs to the wall, he said, and they're still dangerous. Well, this is the much controlled by the internationalist Time magazine. So what can you believe from that, folks? I'll tell you what we hear from the field is that these Taliban guys are still fighting and killing over there at random and doing a successful job at carrying the guerrilla warfare to our brothers and sisters in uniform over there. But, of course, Bush has to be a hero. He's a hero of the left in this country, and they've got to get you to understand that the war is over in Afghanistan and Iraq, and no more deaths, very few deaths anyway, of soldiers. Sorry about that helicopter going down. Was it this morning? I think and nine of our soldiers may have been killed. But they say that's an accident over there in Afghanistan. Who knows? You can't believe what they tell you, but let's hope that it wasn't shot down. But anyway, you're supposed to believe that basically the war is over for us in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now Bush needs $82 billion, he says, for Iraq and Afghanistan to help them out building their democracies under his puppets that's been set up in the government over there. But really, folks, you know what it's for. There are three carrier groups on their way to the Indian Ocean right now, probably there by now, to start the war in Iran and Syria and whoever else gets in the way over there. So keep your prayers going for our brothers and sisters over there. I wish that the wars were over, but recruitment is down, and so that's what we're going to continue to hear from people here. Let's talk a minute here about... I want to talk about the Terry Schindler situation for a few minutes here. Sadly, we have a report from an attorney. I'm looking for shifting around here on my desk. There's so much coming in that I don't know where I put my report now. But we do have, I bet it's here in this pile. Hold on here while I sift through my pile, folks. By the way, let's open the phone lines up, folks, while I'm sifting through my pile here. Here it is right here. I found what I was looking for. Schindler coroner nixed from Terry autopsy. Well, we already knew that, but here's the actual statement of the well-known, nationally known forensic pathologist and coroner of Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, and what he has to say about how he was turned down. But let's open the phone lines up. If you'd like to call in tonight, let's do that. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Talk about the Schindler family here for a few minutes. Cyril H. Reck. Well, I'm getting that wrong. It's Weck, I guess it is. Cyril H. Weck. I'll talk to you about this well-known pathologist, when we get back after this break, folks. Don't forget the phone lines are open.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Jack McGlam, and we're talking about Cyril H. Wecht, W-E-C-H-T. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Dr. Cyril H. Wecht, well-known forensic pathologist and coroner of Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, told listeners of a morning radio show that he was denied permission to observe Terry Schiavo's autopsy despite the wishes of her parents. Not a surprise there. A medical examiner in Pinellas County, Florida, is conducting an autopsy that could help determine what Schiavo's state of consciousness was and whether she was abused by her husband, as the Schindlers allege. Dr. Wecht, appearing on the syndicated America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose, based in Pittsburgh, said that an investigator working for the Schindlers' lawyers had called him on Thursday to see whether he would be agreeable to observing the autopsy. Dr. Wecht told Wynn and Rose he was certainly agreeable to that, but that several hours later he received word from the medical examiner himself that he had declined to give him permission to be there. No surprise there. This is a county medical examiner in that same good old boy county as the sheriff, the judge, Greer, and attorney of the death cult, George Fellows, and Michael Schiavo. Dr. Wecht told the morning host that he considered this a mistake, a according to Rose, a talk show host, he said this. He said that if this were in his office, he would have said sure. Not just because of professional courtesy would he want the other pathologist to stand by, but because of all the controversy surrounding this case. They called the medical examiner's office, the morning America's Morning Show there in Pittsburgh, and they didn't answer the phones. Results of the autopsy are expected in a few weeks. This has been a few days ago, folks, so we're going to see what we're going to see. But I can guarantee you, from all the cover-ups that's been going there, you know what that autopsy is going to say. And she was totally brain dead. Her brain stem was dissolved. Her brain was mush, and she couldn't possibly have been awake and smiled and talked to people walking down the hall as she did and talked to the nurses and wave her hands at people. And she was just brain dead. She was in a persistent vegetative state, according to we could write the autopsy report right now here from our police and military association. Well, we have a brother on the phone from Florida. Tom in Florida, come on the show here, brother. How are you doing today?
Well, so far so good.
Good.
I never got the phone number for Sheriff Mack from you.
Oh, you didn't? Wow. Okay. Well. Okay. I've got your email here, Tom.
All right.
Matter of fact, getting 200, 300 a day. Send me another email right away, and I'll get his phone number for you. Sorry we didn't get back to you on that. Okay.
Well, I'm sure you've got more important things to worry about than such a trivial thing.
Oh, no problem. We'll get it for you.
Well, you know, as far as Ms. Chavo, you know, are we going to dishonor her memory further, you know, by letting her killers get away with it? You know,
well, I would hope not.
Her fight may be over, but we should continue to fight for justice in her case, and that those people responsible for her execution should be brought to justice, you know, starting with Judge Greer.
That's right. Yes, I understand there's an impeachment process going on right now. I don't know how far it'll get.
Where?
I just don't know how far it'll get, because if you're going to talk about impeaching Judge Greer, then I believe the higher-ups will be afraid you might want to start talking about impeaching Governor Bush and President Bush.
He should be next on the list, but there's nothing being done. That was just a rumor. Because I talked to the Speaker's office here in the Florida House on Monday, and they said, no, that was just a rumor. There's no bill afoot to do such a course.
Well, that's what we would expect. The Judases and the pilots down there are washing their hands of this whole matter as fast as they can.
You know, well, these people are so two-faced, because they'll sit there and they'll fuss and moan and groan about judicial supremacy and activism, and yet they have the means at their disposal to curtail it, and they won't exercise it.
Absolutely, brother. Right on target.
The Speaker's office in the Florida legislature's number is 850.
Let me write that down. Hold on here. What is it?
850.
850. Okay.
488.
488.
1450.
1450. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Speaker of the Florida House, and that's where the impeachment would have to start for Mr. Greer.
Okay, good.
You know,
also
they should contact the Speaker of the U.S. House and insist that they enforce contempt charges against Mr. Greer, too, under those subpoenas.
That's right, those federal subpoenas that he ignored.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, those subpoenas have been withdrawn because the committee hearing that they were supposed to appear at a week ago, Monday, was canceled. So the subpoenas were withdrawn.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not sure what the legal status is now as far as if you can file contempt charges on a withdrawn subpoena. But, you know, Tom DeLay's up there blowing smoke about how, well, we're not going to let them get away with us. The time will come and we'll hold them responsible. Well,
That's right. Why didn't
they do that when she was still alive?
That wasn't the plan, I guess, brother. Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for all your hard work there, brother Tom. Keep on them, and we'll try to get others to keep on them, too, okay? All right. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. Be back in a couple minutes here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Of children and families, folks, had received nearly 90 allegations that Michael Schiavo had abused his wife in several years, just the last couple years. But a Florida state judge, you know who that is, ruled that the Department of Child and Families summaries of those allegations must remain secret. This Judge Greer has to go, folks. You know, that guy needs to be impeached. You know, I'm just amazed. I am truly amazed as an old cop, and I'm not suggesting this, but in Phoenix, we have so many drive-by shootings in Florida and different places. I am really in admiration to the people of Florida that Judge Greer, that evil, evil man, and Michael Schiavo, an attorney, Fellows is still walking around, because isn't that amazing, folks, how the nicest people can get killed in drive-by shootings and the devil himself can be running around and never have a problem. So, and I'm not encouraging anybody to do that, but I think here that's probably been discussed more at our police and military agency organizations here than about anything else. And I think you've probably heard those things discussed, too. It certainly would be, you know, we're talking about imprecatory prayers. And I don't know. I've been praying imprecatory prayers. I hope you have been, too. And I hope you'll write in for our new book we're carrying now, The Biblical Truth About God's Righteous Vengeance by Pastor John Weaver. I had him on 2 days talking about this very important book of how instead of going to arms today against this devil incarnate in these offices in the state and the federal government, these devils, that we pray that God, with his righteous vengeance, as the Bible teaches us to, be used against these people, and God removes them any way he sees fit. And I shared with you one of my favorites in here. Go to Psalms 28:4. Give them according to their deeds, Lord, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors, Lord. Give them after the works of their own hands. That's right. Yes, if they starve to death people, dehydrate people to death, give it to them, Lord, as they're giving it to others. And that this book here, very important book, The Biblical Truth About God's Righteous Vengeance, is to help all of you out there with these pent-up frustrations. I know that Tom has pent-up frustrations, and many other people we talk to, they want to go get their guns and start shooting people and get a rope and start hanging these devils in these high offices, and we encourage them not to do that. We encourage them to go by the Holy Bible. That's why I spent 2 days with Pastor John Weaver talking about calling down God's righteous vengeance on these people who continue to destroy and kill God's people. It is biblical. You must get a copy of this book. I've ordered copies from Pastor John Weaver. We have them right here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We ask $10, as he does, when you order them from him, and $1 for postage and handling, folks. And get a copy of this. Very important time now that we remember we cannot go to a force of arms against our enemies unless, of course, we're attacked. I mean, for self-defense, yes. You know, if you're attacked in your home or on the street, you have a right to protect yourself. But I'm talking about, I've heard so many times, let's go hang all the judges or let's go do this and that. Well, according to the Bible, folks, if we're going to be good Christians, that comes later if God, you know, hopefully it won't come, but hopefully God, if we will pray these imprecatory prayers as David did and many in the Bible did, to have God at this time in history, exact vengeance on these people that are repeatedly, even though we pray for them, that their souls will be saved, and they have not been saved, and they continue to destroy God's people, that righteous vengeance is called down upon their head. That is what we're supposed to do as Christians, obeying the Word of God. So write in here if you would. Also, I'm in trouble. I need your help. I'm in trouble big time. I told folks on my two radio stations to call and order these information packets on our Christian constitutional communities up here. And boy, have the phones been ringing. And we work with, you know, just donations up here, folks. And postage costs a lot. Letters cost a lot. Paper and everything. And so I've been told I'm breaking the bank up here, and to tell people to write in for our constitutional Christian information on our 11 Christian constitutional communities up here, and how this is something that we've developed over years, a concept of God's people getting together in one location, hundreds and hundreds of families, to ride out the rough days that we believe are coming. If we don't win this battle, then we have to be in the right place and be prepared for what's coming. So I'm in trouble. I shouldn't have told you to just call in, because we need a few bucks from people, because the postage costs us quite a bit to send that out. And so I've been asked to give out our address, and I'll give it out too because of this wonderful book here we've just received from Pastor John Weaver, God's Righteous Vengeance, The Biblical Truth. And so here's that address to write in to us. If you've already called in and ordered our Constitutional Christian Community information packet, then please get me out of trouble by putting a couple bucks in an envelope. Don't write a check, please. We're trying to get out of the bankster's hold here at our Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and also Police and Military Against the New World Order. Here's that address. Write to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Easier, folks, just to write a capital A, the and sign, little squiggly thing, and another capital A, and send that out to HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. We ask a donation to our not-for-profit Volunteer Police and Military Association here, $10 for the book, Biblical Truth About God's Righteous Vengeance, and a dollar in there for our postage. That'll help a lot, folks. And believe me, I know pastors who have used these imprecatory prayers, and others too, and God has called down his righteous vengeance on people. And I cited when Pastor John Weaver was on the air, I remember some years back when the preacher and his team from the church, church members went down and marched around the courthouse in a certain location, and they prayed imprecatory prayers as they marched around the courthouse, and God brought his righteous vengeance on the judge and others in that courthouse. I think three or four people were seriously injured or got sick. The judge went out, got up on a horse, fell off, broke his back, and died. And man, I'll tell you, the next time that court started to come against God's people, and the preacher went down, that was Pastor Everett Sullivan, Dr. Everett Sullivan at that time, and they marched around that courthouse, the people in the courthouse fled for their lives. They fled out the back door. God still does miracles, folks. God still is alive and well and on his throne today. We just don't do what the Bible tells us to do until do what God tells us to do and use him to bring vengeance against ungodly people that continue to damage and kill and destroy God's people and his work on earth. Well, enough said. Let's go to Lee in Indiana. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. Hey, you mentioned these battleships going to the Mideast.
Yeah.
That was
carriers.
Yeah, a carrier ship. Carriers. That was about a couple of weeks ago or so. That come out on WorldNet Daily. And, of course, you know what's really interesting? If people will check out a guy by the name of Joe Viales, V-I-A-L-L-S.
Let me write that down. V-I-L-L.
No, V-I-A-L-L-S.
L-L-S. S. Okay, Joe.
Joe Viales. He's got a picture.
I've heard that name.
Okay, he's got a picture on his website of the bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, that they're using as an excuse to go after Syria.
Oh, really?
And, Jack, would you believe that a car bomb would cause a 30-foot crater?
Never saw it happen, brother. I would doubt that. Probably just like the big crater that so-called a fertilizer bomb did in Oklahoma City.
Exactly.
It didn't do.
The same tactics are being used here. Israel's got a long history of staging terror to be blamed on their enemies.
Yes,
as a matter of fact, they just announced that they're honoring those that took part in the Levant affair in Egypt, where you had Israeli Mossad planting bombs to be blamed on the Arabs.
Yes, that's a long time they've been using that. The Zionist Marxists over there, the leadership, has been doing that for a long time, and we're doing it and have done it in the United States for generations. First World War, Second World War, Korea, all of our wars were started by these phony alleged bombings and blamed on other people.
Well, it's interesting, and people will actually research what Revelation 2, verse 9 means. You know, we've got some real Jews that do worship the Ten Commandments, the Word of God, etc.
Yes,
and then
do.
We've got these phonies, you know, Albert Pike back in 1776, they planned out these world wars.
Uh-huh.
The third, his words are, to be between the political Zionists and the Arabs.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what's been set up.
And that's what's coming our way, Lee. Give me a little more on Joe Vallis now. What's his website? Is it .com?
Well, if you plug into Google, Joe space Vallis,
okay.
you'll get him. I mean, he's got a mirrored website in the UK, and there's one here, and he's got a whole bunch of articles. Some people agree, some disagree. But
I'll look him up. Yeah.
It's a general premise that Israel stages a lot of these things. He believes that they had a hand in the Bali bombing in Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
And that they're using micro-nukes and blaming the Arabs. This is consistent with the Zionist belief in the Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D, which is a satanic doctrine. And that's something that these judges in this country are starting to shove down our throat, Jack. If you study anything, you should study the Talmud.
Well, we have some very fine police and military Jews here, American Jews, patriots, and they've given us all this material, and we've read some, of course, there's, 27 books of the Talmud, so we've read very little, but a lot of it we've read has got to be absolutely satanic, absolutely horrible, you know.
Yes,
and
sir.
So, but it's been brought to us by good patriotic Jews who are in the military and law enforcement that we've worked with for years, so... Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Lee.
Yeah, there is a great deception here, and many of the preachers think we should support man-made Israel, that this is the Israel of the Bible.
Oh,
and I think we're going to see the two-thirds killed over there to purify that country so that it will then be receptive of the real Christ when it happens. But I think it's going to get real interesting, Jack, and you're right. We do have every right to defend ourselves when they stage the next act and decide to come for our children for the draft.
Sadly, I believe it's coming, Lee. I think it's coming because everything works good. Bush's poll numbers are down. He knows the next terrorist attack will bring him way up to 90% again. He knows he'll get his draft. He knows the people will demand martial law, and he'll have us under total subjugation as he marches off with our children, girls and boys, into his wars for Israel and oil. So, Lee, I appreciate you calling in, buddy, and sounds like you've got a lot of information. Now, what we do here at our Police and Military Association, and we ask others to do the same thing, because we got to be careful about who sends us material, is we're very pleased that our Jewish police and soldiers here send us books written by Jews on the issues you were just talking about. And those are the ones we like to read because it's the Jews themselves kind of cleaning their own house and exposing these Jews that call themselves Jews in the Bible, and they're actually not.
There you go. They're trying to usurp the inheritance. That's why I specifically use the term Zionist.
Yes.
And if you notice, the Arabs use the term Zionist, too. They don't necessarily say Jews.
They know the difference because the Arabs are actually the brothers, blood brothers of the real Jews, the Sephardic Jews, and the Jews from that area. So they're blood brothers, and they know the difference between these phony Jews and the Jews that they were friends with until Israel was started.
Yes,
they got along just fine, and there was no problem between the Arabs and the Jews over there until the Zionists came in and started in 1948, I believe, the occupation over there.
Yes, and they started bombing and blaming it on the Arabs way back then.
That's right.
Part of this philosophy, and I am not anti-Jewish. I am not a hateful anti-Semite.
Well,
I just want to speak
the
truth.
Glad to hear that. Yes, because we've got a lot of good Jews that love this country and love America and love freedom that are working with us all the time.
If they don't want to hear it from me, they can go to JewsAgainstZionism.com.
Yes, and, we've talked about that on the air. That's quite a website, Jews Against Zionism. That's really a revelation there. Very good. They get into a lot of this, you know. Hey,
thank
you so much for your call. Keep studying, brother. There's a lot of things we don't know that we need to learn, and God seems to be opening the eyes of some people today, and we've got to share it with others because we're coming into that time of the Antichrist, it looks like, and it's going to get pretty tough if we don't know who the true enemies are.
I think that's going to happen with the new Catholic Pope moving the Vatican seat to Jerusalem.
Yes, he talked to, who was it, Yitzhak Rabin over there about doing that when he was still alive. And I imagine he made the same deal with Sharon, so it's going to get real interesting. Thanks for your call, Lee.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, folks, let's go to Jim real quick in Idaho. Jim in Idaho, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack. I had three things I wanted to say quickly. One was in reference to the imprecatory prayers that you were talking about. It's a matter of historical record that the very first psalm read in the U.S. Congress, it was a Continental Congress, was Psalm 35. And it talks about asking the Lord to break out their jaw teeth and so on. And,
yes,
you know,
read that one.
God emphatically states that that David was a man after his own heart. And there's a time for calling for judgment from God or pleading for justice, basically, because God is interested in justice. 2 Thessalonians 1, 5-10 would be another interesting passage to read. I was going to suggest a day or two ago that...
Hey, hold on there, Jim. We're coming up on a break. Would you hold on just a minute?
You bet.
Okay, we'll be right back. Folks, stay tuned for more. We'll have to wrap up the program when we get back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Okay, folks, we're coming back hot here. Let's go back to Jim And, Jim, go ahead and finish up. We've got Hugh from Tennessee we'd like to get in, too.
Okay.
But go ahead and finish up, Jim.
I'll try to be quick. I was going to call in the other day and suggest that we fly flags at half-mast, anybody that flew the flag for the next 30 days or so on account of Cherry, but I see that the president has ordered the flags at half-mast anyway for the Pope, so that wouldn't be a distinctive gesture on our part, but there is also the convention of flying flags upside down as a sign of distress and mourning. And certainly the distress on our part about the injustice inflicted upon Terry, and also distress over a judicial system gone awry, I think would be sufficient reason to do that gesture, maybe.
Very good.
Second, I think it'd be great if we could, while there's still some momentum, if we could get a national movement to have some sort of a national memorial service, maybe at different locations throughout the country for Terry, and perhaps even make it a national event on perhaps on the date of her death as a sort of a rallying point to reclaim America. I think I'm going to contact some different people that might be interested in that. If there are other listeners out there that that the idea appeals to, they might.
Okay. How they get a hold of you, Jim?
Well, I was actually going to call a bunch of other outfits like National Right to Life and so on and
okay.
see if we could get and if I can come up with some leads and so on, I'll call back and we'll kind of get together on that.
Sounds good, Jim.
I heard Judge Roy Moore interviewed, and he was suggesting, this is while Terry was still alive, that one of the Bushes intervened physically with force, and the interviewer said, well, wouldn't that provoke a constitutional confrontation? He said, we are already in a constitutional crisis.
That's
we
right.
need a constitutional confrontation, and if we don't have one soon, we're in trouble.
That's right. Well put. Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Lord bless. Take care. Let's go to Hugh in Tennessee. Hugh, we're quickly running out of time, but you've got about a minute there.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Hey, Hugh, good to have you on.
Yes, thank you. I want to commend Tom in Florida, is it?
Tom in Florida, yes.
Yes, and I want to say that I think that impeachment is not near enough for Judge Greer.
Well, I think you're right.
Yes, impeachment's not enough.
That's right. That's why I'm sticking to my imprecatory prayers here that these bad guys that kill people right in the media and with government support ought to have God just descend on them and hit them with a lightning bolt and smoke them out of their tennis shoes.
Absolutely. And Michael Schiavo, he needs to be dealt with, too, and his lawyer possibly, too.
Amen, brother.
Yes, yeah. sir.
Yeah.
That's about all I had, Brother Jack.
Well, thank you, Hugh. Join me in praying these imprecatory prayers because God says that's the next step we're supposed to use against these reprobates that keep destroying God's people. You know?
You bet I will.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Lord bless.
Bye.
All right. Well, folks, I'm looking at a beautiful picture here of Terry Schiavo Schindler, just a gorgeous young lady. That we believe here at our police association, from the evidence we have, that she was brought to her demise, even in the very beginning, her disability, because of an attack of her husband. And, of course, we've talked about that before. And we will talk about it again as we file more papers with federal agents to try to get a federal investigation into this case. God bless all of you out there. Good to be with you today. Sorry we didn't get into some more on the living wills. Be very careful with these living wills, folks. We'll talk more about it later. Lord bless all of you. Don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.